4:06 time is 8:15 a.m. Room of meetings, in Kabul. Members present are Representative Representative Van Representative Mike Cox, Representative Tiffany Zagorski, Representative Ron Gillen, and Representative Brad Hopkins will be back in the room shortly, and myself, co-chair, Representative Harriet Clement. We have a quorum to conduct business. Before we begin, I would like to remind everyone to silence their cell phones. Today, our remote recording secretary is Sophia Kinney, and Chris Walters is our audio moderator assistant with tech and teleconferencing support. Thank you both. We will start today by continuing on to hear House Bill 43, extension of the Special Education Service Agency. It is my intention to move this bill from committee today. Following that, we will hear the annual report of the State Board of Education and Early Development by State Board Chair James Fields and Education Commissioner Michael Johnson. First up is House Bill 43. Representative Stanley, will you please move forward and move the bill on to the executive room.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Yes, good morning. This is Representative Story. For the record, I really appreciate being here again and bringing the CISA bill. That's very important that we extend the termination date of the Special Education Service Agency. This bill extends the sunset date, ensuring continuation of high quality, efficiently delivered services for students with severe disabilities in Alaska. The 2020 audit of the agency offers a picture of a well-run agency that is meeting the mission set out in statute and doing it so effectively. The legislative auditor, Chris, recommends an extension of 8 years to June 30th, 2029. Now, looking back at our first hearing, which was March 17th, when we considered the bill for the first time, at that hearing we reviewed the bill packet, including sectional analysis, the process statement, and supporting documents. We heard from the CISA Executive Director, Patrick Delay, and two school district staff, which view the CISA services. Legislative Auditor Chris Curtis reviewed the legislative budget and audit 2020 audit finding. He's here today if we have any further questions. If you remember, I was coming from the Alaska Department of Education and the government weren't able to attend that meeting, so they're here today to review the fiscal note. We will also consider public testimony, and it's my hope that members
services from the Department of Education and Early Development and Learning with Treasurer U.S.
Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead. Thank you.
I see Jesse Kowalik of the Perry State School District. Are you available to talk with us this morning, Jesse?
Yes, I'm okay. Thank you for having me tonight. I'm honored to be here and to talk about CISA and what you mean to our district.
Thank you, Jesse, for your time. I'm certainly nice to have you on the record and proceed with your testimony.
Awesome. My name is Jesse Kowalik. I'm a special education director for the Perry State School District in Northwestern Alaska. Families and districts have been positively impacted by the work of the CISA organization. Serving approximately 23 students from Shishmack to St. Mary's Island, St. Michael, CISA specialists have provided training and expertise, strong program support, mentoring services, and site visits to assist with programming for our students with learning and disabilities. As a special education director, it's additionally a great responsibility to recruit and retain special education teachers for 15 villages in our area. Often, teachers will arrive with little experience or understanding on how to create programs for students with learning and disabilities using the resources that we have in our rural area. CISA has been a bridge for these students, their teachers, and their programs, and their services have assisted us with retaining our special education teachers. One of our teachers said, CISA has not been able to support me when I first got here. I don't know what I would have done. Their services are vital and a necessary resource for our teachers, students, and their families. When I was a teacher in this district, they assisted me with programming and support, and they trained all of our teachers. So they also gave us great support and reauthorization of CISA in order to meet the unique needs of our students in the Perry State School District. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Jesse. I appreciate your testimony this morning. Districts are required to provide services to students with special needs. Now, just for the Promotion Act listing, this is kind of the first requirement of that, and this is the top priority of that act, correct?
But this is one way that districts could meet their federal requirement to serve our students with disabilities by compiling a resource agency that can help provide students who their disabilities are more frequent, low incidence, and we represent them the national responsibilities, but it was one way to be efficient in delivering and make sure teachers had understanding the really unique needs of students. And I'm sure the director could do that.
Mr. Boulay, are you available to say to represent or approach this question?
Yes, Mr. President.
Services are available through the age of 21. When at what age do these services begin to be available at those ages? Lower end.
Thank you.
was moving to Minnesota and said, education, looked at that and has my recommendation to increase it. This bill does go to house finance after the referral. When the referral goes out from education to house finance, and those bills will be up there and house finance will make a recommendation. someone's waiting in the lobby.
COVID-19 and medication and really helping district work and that. So that's how it's a measures for each of these priorities. So I didn't find them in either this slide or in your annual report, but are they on the form? Specific things that we can talk about and find a way to at least come to the differences in expectations. And I know that it's a challenge, we'll never get perfect at that, but it would be good to be able to just reply back specifically what are we agreeing on, what can we work on, what can we do about specific things.
At this point, there is the annual meeting, is that for the
chair, how many factors is this one?
Thank you. state, Barbara Finn County District Court Business, but in contention that the law of the state can reside in the 97th referral. That record was designed to help prevent child and sexual abuse and teen dating abuse. Any questions?
Right.
program to help address this and educate children about dating violence and healthy relationships. We address it from critical issues that we hear our children are facing at this hold. And this is what we have promised. Really goes to addressing some really high statistics that we have for the youth and adults and suicide and helping our children understand their brain health and back to the gym. Thank you.
Questions regarding the answer.
first.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's not your real turn. It's hard to say if a proxy call game or if you have something else. All right, anyways, all right, hey, James, I just want to thank you for your service and dedication to the students and your opportunity. And then I have the last bit, and just saying a shout out to James, not sure if anybody knows that he's, you know, one of our American basketball champions in this state, who's on his team to back to back state championships. And so my question for James is, are you guys moving regionals? Because I do want to give a shout out on the house floor to all the teams from the District 6 that are going to state tournament. Big question for Florida and we're going to get to what we're talking about, but I appreciate it.
It's definitely
about taking part of the way out. Assessment of educational progress. I don't remember where I saw the comment. Alaska, apparently, the comment in the report was that Alaska is performing near the bottom of a national system which in itself is performing poorly. And that is assessment of proficiency. And in, I suppose you could call it core subjects for everyone, reading, math, and science was in there as well, and science was gotten peak performance. But can you give us some details of how the State Board of Education is focusing on these performance metrics? That's the problem. The thing that I think most of the people in the state would be focusing on, the ability of the whole works to be proficient at certain points. And we're down to the time for us on that. As a chair representative of the scholarship, and you guys love to say, you know, it's a great thing to do. I think what's going on with the committees and the Nebraska Education Challenge tries to get on those things, whether it's through a contact, whether it's family, and I think there's a lot of elements to bring that proficiency up. Craig Jay obviously is another part of that. So I think the committee will get to a lot of those and try to help with those. It's just a matter of, because we've been in the past for a year, and we're trying to get back to that work, but it only has so much bandwidth, and we don't want to ask for it, we're going to take up bandwidth that we're taking away from their support districts, and making sure that we can try to at least maintain whatever we can, and not have that collapse. So I think the community can work, is a big part of trying to move that needle. But again, it's a big process and a big, and a big to try and deal with, so I think it just takes time. And again, we don't have any courses to put on hold, so we won't have any data going forward for this year with data either. So that's just generally what I would say as a board. If that's going on, we're going to move the needle. We have ideas to try to move that needle. It's just we've been on hold and not just get ourselves the process done. So for that, I think you guys need to have.
Thank you for that question. So, you know, I think that question is something that we could talk about all day, or, you know, go on and on and on.
in state. And I humbly say, even as a legislature, that we expect the students, and that's both in our behavior and in our approach to achievement. We have to, we tell kids every day, work hard, do your homework, dig into all those things that we expect of kids. We have to apply to this problem as adults and how we treat each other, I might say. Secondly, I would say we have to keep saying we don't have to be satisfied with these results. We don't have to settle for that. Alaska's kids are far smarter than any in this country. I am absolutely confident that students in Alaska should be outperforming other states across this country because of the culture and lifestyle that they lead and live. And so we cannot settle for this, and we have to keep reminding people that whatever challenges are in front of us, we cannot settle for the results that we're going to gain. And then third, I think, is a really important one also, and that is to focus, and that's what the Alaska Education Challenge is about. There are 1,000 great ideas out there to improve our achievement. But if we try to dabble in all of them, we won't make any progress. So what the State Board has done, in cooperation with many others, even members of the committee that served on those working groups for the ACA Challenge, is say, we're not saying the other 995 ideas are bad. We're just going to focus on these 5 priorities for now, because we know that they will get us farther, faster when it comes to improving our outcomes. And so I know this committee has spent a lot of time talking about reading policy, because we all know that that's fundamental to all the other achievements. So I would say, absolutely, we need to address this, and we do it with character. We do it by not settling for these results and blaming on our students, and we do it by focusing on priorities that we know will move the needle.
Just trying to get up the same page.
That's correct. That's in the box that you're talking about. Slide 4. Yes. That's
the one.
The National Assessment of Education Progress. In 2019, the governor removed from the State Board of Education a master educator by the name of Rebecca Hinchin from Sitka. And she was removed from the board and replaced by another appointee. In January of 2019, and she told me that just after she was removed from the board, she was offered a seat on the LEAP governing board, which she didn't accept because one of the requirements, in addition to being a master teacher, was that she be a state school board member. So since she was removed from the board by the governor, she did not accept a seat on the LEAP governing board, which would have given her Alaska quite a bit of insight into how this process works and how help our children even further. So that's just a comment in passing for the education of new members of this committee. That our thing is really ongoing, but don't necessarily result in progress. There's a lot of issues with the NAEP in terms of parents can get results reported with our children. They can make the results come in months after the tests are given. And it's a good report, and it tells us that we have to, that we have a lot of work to do. But again, it's frustrating. Every teacher, every day, knows how their children are doing. They know how their students are doing. They assess them every day in the classroom. And teachers work on that, on a issue every single day, but you have to wait for results from the national test that take months to do and to tell you what needs to be done in the classroom. And everybody needs to go up and feel free. Feel free to talk.
And you bring up the racist and you have this conversation and I've had a conversation with some pretty good guys and, you know, and we believe, you know, getting that hit or getting it right away is key, you know, and that's why, you know, we both do the lots of games and a lot of stuff that we have testing, it's data and so, you know, the answer is, you know, I don't know what's going on there, if speaking with you, kind of about that, how that our system of testing, you know, it's hands-on data, you know, and every collective teacher has it available, and you can see the progress, you can see what needs to be worked on. And, you know, as a former collective teacher, that is something I don't know how many of you use, you know, especially with all your different, you know, learning styles of your kids and progress. Imagine if with this. Immediately, and not waiting like you said, oh, you know, we took a test and we get the results 8 months later. Well, that's going to help you a lot. And I never like wasting an entire week in the fall or early spring testing for these tests. And I think that was also a waste of my time and the kids' time. So I hope we can, you know, work together and you know, try to have the testing we're going to put in place and something that's hands-on and immediate for our teachers. And
Thank you.
I just want to throw in there. We live in Alaska. Alaska is absolutely unique from anywhere else in the world. And so we just have all these different challenges. You know, I mean, we have all the towns spread all over the state, hard to get to, you know, hard to get to trees again. And it's a big challenge. It's a big challenge that you can attend. So I just want to thank you guys for everything you guys do. And know that, you know, we have people that can say that. I never like having a life with a poor day for us to go to the to Alaska in our unique situation. So, but again, I think we all accept that challenge. And I think we have work to do. All the best of luck. So, appreciate you guys.
It was delightful to meet them with all the reporting, all of
official stuff was done. And to see a scale of the person, I hope there will not be a time when we will do that sooner than later. Any further comments or questions for the commissioner or the board chair?
Can the chair represent government that we need to so when running in Spain and Temple, there are others, but MagTech, the program up in Nome that serves Bank Streets and Nome School District, if you visit their website, they've done some incredible work over the last several months virtually to reach out to students and provide teaching opportunities. And Bernard Bear is just a great visionary, has such a heart for how CTE improves student engagement and outcomes at high school. And he's working with Quora up there. They got a grant. And I don't have all the specifics right in front of me, but go to his website. Would love for the committee to hop back and just hear what he's doing up there, because I think it's representative of a lot of great, wonderful CTE teachers around the state.
That's a great idea. Especially for talking to it earlier than the original schedule. We will appreciate it here as quickly as possible. So thanks again. Schedule for Monday, March 29th, where we will consider some of the governor's appointees to the State Board of Education Future Act and to the Professional Teaching Practices Commission. And we will also learn about Representative Hopkins' social emotional learning.